What's up, you guys? Casey here with What the Fitness and Other Crazy Shenanigans. Jumping on here real quick to talk about the VO2 max test that I did last Thursday morning. And if you missed my live video on it this past Sunday, do not worry. You can keep listening right here. If this is your first time, welcome to the podcast. And if you're back, welcome back. I always say that it's always a pleasure to have you guys listen and just basically hear me chat about things going on in the fitness world or other crazy things that are not fitness related, which is the other shenanigans part of the podcast name. Because like I always say, fitness is just one part of your life and not your whole life. So getting into the VO2 max test, what that is, it is a test to figure out where your optimal level of fat burn is, where your heart rate should be at, in order to burn the most body fat. And so I did this Thursday morning, and they put you on a treadmill to start. So you're hooked up to this treadmill, and you have an oxygen mask on that's hooked up to a computer right next to you. And wherever you go, of course, there's somebody that's helping you do this, whether it's a personal trainer certified in metabolic testing or VO2 max testing, if it's a doctor, a nutritionist, what have you. This person puts you on a treadmill and they start you at a basic walk. So with me, we started at a 3 to 4 mile per hour walk, zero incline to start. Did that for about 3 minutes as a warm up. And then every minute it gets bumped up and the speed increases or the incline increases. So about the 5th minute in, I was already up to a jog, and my guy, he's a personal trainer, he bumped up the incline to 12%. And I was like, okay, well, I've done incline runs before jogs in Barry's boot camp, so no problem. We did that for a couple minutes, and of course it was getting harder. My calves were starting to burn a little bit, but I was like, I got this, I can keep going. So then about the 7th minute, he bumps up my speed to about 6 or 7 and increases that incline to 15%. Well, 15% incline, if you've ever been on that, is super challenging. And I was really starting to feel the burn in my legs and then in my chest. And I really wanted to stop, but he pushed me to go at least 30 seconds longer. And about the 8th minute mark, a little bit over that, I was like, I can't do it anymore. I'm done. I feel the lactic acid burning in my muscles. And that's when you're supposed to stop, is when you feel like you can no longer go on any further during the test. And so then the test stops, they stop the treadmill, they take the mask off, and then the computer prints out your little results sheet. And on my sheet, it was very interesting. So it gives you your heart rate and the percentage of carbs that you're burning at that certain heart rate. So for me, if my heart rate was about 160, 170, I'm burning like 90 to 100% just straight pure carbs or muscle. So if I don't have anything in my system, like if I go train fasted, I'm not burning carbs, I'm burning muscle because I don't have anything in my system to burn if my heart rate is that high from doing high intensity interval training or any kind of intense activity like that. So what he said to me was that keeping my heart rate at 130 beats per minute, that should only burn about 27% of carbs, and then the rest will come from body fat. So he told me that that would be my optimal level of where my heart rate should be in order to drop body fat. And so you guys know how much I love HIIT workouts, and I've been doing them for the past 3 or 4 months, maybe even longer than that, just because, you know, I've always done HIIT. It's not easy, but I love to get my cardio done faster, even if it's more intense, rather than spend forever on the treadmill or just walking. But now, since it's going to be summertime and I kind of want to drop a little bit of body fat percentage, I'm going to start doing at least 4 to 5 steady state cardio, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes per day, whether that's walking or jogging outside or walking on an incline and on a treadmill or elliptical. And keeping track of that with a heart rate monitor to see if and when I keep my heart rate around that 130 mark. So it'll be interesting to see. I will definitely update you guys on that. I'll probably stick with that for about 4 to 6 weeks and then see what results I kind of get from that. Maybe a little bit longer for 2 months or so. But yeah, if you guys want to know where your optimal level of burning body fat is, I would definitely go get a VO2 max test. I know if you live in Atlanta, I went to New Edge Fitness, which is a little bit outside of Sandy Springs, or in Sandy Springs maybe. And it was only about $65 to $80. Takes less than an hour. Like I said, the entire test takes like 10 minutes or less. But then the person doing it, he goes over the results with you or she. And it's very interesting. I highly recommend doing it. But it's different between weight loss. So fat loss and weight loss are different. And weight loss is just going by the scale, basically. So when you get on the scale, your weight either decreases or increases, and it can fluctuate so much throughout the day, which is what I always tell my clients and myself, that weight is not the only terms of measurement when it comes to progress. Like I always say, go by how your clothes fit, go by how you're feeling. Do you have more energy? Do your clothes feel a little bit looser? And so you can drop body fat percentage without your weight changing at all. And you can look at two different pictures of, let's say, for example, if you're looking at a picture of a bodybuilder, like a lean bikini competitor, and in one picture beforehand, she might be 115 pounds and, you know, look like skinny fit, where she's got a little bit of a belly pud or something, or like not really defined lean muscle. And then you look at her picture on the right and she could be like 125 pounds, but look way more defined and way more lean muscle mass, but she weighs more, but she just has less body fat. So don't always think that just because somebody looks smaller that they weigh less than they do when they do have more muscle or lean muscle mass, because lean muscle mass is more dense than body fat. So you can actually weigh more but look leaner and tighter. And I used to be that person that was like, I gotta weigh a certain amount. I gotta weigh like 115, 117. And my body could not be that size to begin with. It was unhealthy. I was way too skinny for that. And now I'm like 148. And people would never guess that because I have more muscle and I look leaner and more fit. But yeah, so don't get the weight loss and body fat percentage confused. So like I said, if you want to focus on losing body fat, stick to more of like your steady state cardio and incorporate like a few HIIT sessions here and there. If you're wanting to drop more weight, I would suggest like the high intensity interval training, but then also make sure that, you know, the calories that you're eating versus the calories going out, you still have to create a deficit even if you want to lose weight or drop body fat. So either way, at the end of the day, it's always about calories in, calories out. So I hope you guys took away a little bit of information from that, the VO2 max test and the difference between weight loss and body fat. And if you guys have any questions, always feel free to ask me. And stay tuned because I'm dropping another episode on my podcast on Thursday. But till then, hope you guys have an incredible week, and I will chat with you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.